Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com. Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us today. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Marco Marquez. Now we have our friends Nick Leckie, former K-State All-American and Super Bowl champ with the New Orleans Saints. And we have Kyle from Boulevard. What's up, Kyle? What's up, Nick? How you guys doing?
I'm good. You guys enjoy that track? You guys like that?
Yeah, I did.
That was a Destroyer, one of my favorite bands, Destroyer, and it's a Savage Night at the Opera from one of the great albums of 2011 and self-titled.
Do you like it, Nate? Nate is very critical of music.
It's not doing anything for me.
Wow. Respect. Hey, that's fine with me.
Wow.
I love it. Everyone's got different strokes.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
I respect the honesty, though, Nate.
Yeah, a lot of and I also feel comfortable saying it because I generally dig your vibe in music. You know, for example, like when Gary Lezak plays something, I almost know ahead of time I'm not going to like it. Not always, though. Like the song Mr. Blue Sky, I like that.
Oh, ELO.
Yeah, I like that
song
a lot.
That's from that commercial back in the day.
So, you know, but you have a much higher batting average with me than Lezak does. So wow. It surprises me. But that one just, it's not my jam, you know, not my thing.
All right. Nick, sorry.
Sorry.
Jeez. All right, Kyle, what do you have with you today? What have you brought us?
Well, I had
Nate takes a dump all over that.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't really like that. I don't really like the taste of that.
Yeah.
I actually brought my band's album down. I was going to drop it off.
But, yeah. If you want honest feedback, bring it on. Yeah.
Don't do it.
Not the place, I guess. I don't know, man.
I'm sorry. I thought this was a safe space for me to give my opinions. No,
not really. 100%. No, 100%.
I'm going to roll up my sleeves here.
Take off my coat.
Yeah. I brought some stuff down. I brought some beers down, or a beer down. I brought some seltzers down. I brought me down.
There's literally been one beverage that Boulevard's made that I didn't like. So okay. That's you guys are batting a pretty high batting.
What is it?
You want to know what it
Zone?
Is?
Or?
Zone?
Yeah.
Zone?
All right. That wasn't my thing.
That's all right.
Kyle's like, that was my personal.
That was his baby.
That's the only one that I actually.
There's a guy named Steve Swanson that is irate.
Right.
Sorry,
and he lives
Steve.
Just down the road.
Oh.
Come on in, Steve.
You know, that Zone is currently still Boulevard's most decorated beer with beer medals.
So. Just goes to show you what kind of taste I have.
That makes it even better.
Nate, it's our crown jewel.
It actually kept the company afloat through COVID.
Yeah. By the way, also, anyone who knows anything about beer knows it's the best one we've ever made.
Right. Yeah. Dope. We make a lot of great stuff.
Okay. You guys do make a lot of great stuff. There's
so
no doubt.
It looks like you got a lot of great stuff over there. So take us through, what do you have in those wonderful cans over there?
So we're going to go beer first. So... I did bring for your this comes out next month. We did this last year. It's called Southwest Boulevard Lager with salt and lime. So it's a crispy boy with salt and lime.
A crispy boy.
Right?
A chunky boy.
This is your taco beer.
Wait, hold it. Let me get a picture of you.
This is live.
Oh my gosh.
There. So
it's a vibey. It's a vibey 50s retro modern two-story hotel. On the front with the neon signs.
Yeah.
It's about to be a good day drinking spot.
It's the best can the Boulevard's ever made.
I agree with that. Our marketing team actually crushed it with this.
Are you serious?
Awesome. Yeah, look at that thing.
I thought you were compensating. No. For your negativity, for positive vibes out there.
I'm being honest. Yeah. That way you know when I pay a compliment, I mean it. I'm not just, you know,
respect that.
Throwing out faint praise here.
Oh, that's
when
good.
You have an insult, you mean it too.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? Low key, this tastes like Modelo.
That's a compliment, man.
That is.
That's my taco beer, a Modelo Especial.
This is your new taco.
This is my new taco beer.
This comes out next month. So we released it last year, like limited release, and it was widely received very well. So we decided to go year round. Yeah, I got more cans.
For real, seriously.
Southwest That's Boulevard a- Lager with salt and lime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this comes out next month. You'll see it draft package. Look for it. But it's year-round now, and it's great with Taco Tuesday, Taco Wednesday, Taco Thursday.
Taco every day.
Taco every day. So, have at it. I wanted to bring that down just as a little sneak peek because it's exciting and fun. Now,
in a month? You said in a month?
Yeah, February 6th.
That can is badass.
Yeah.
100%.
And it's... You don't have to throw a lime.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the...
And it doesn't taste like salt or lime. You know what I'm saying? It just got those kind of essence.
Yeah, it's well-balanced.
It's like an essence.
You know, that's our goal is to make things balanced, right?
Yeah.
You don't want anything too over the top. You just want nice and balanced. So
somebody taught me from Boulevard that you don't rind your beer. You know, you don't put like the lime rind in it because it makes it... It flat, it, like it takes the
really,
and you don't have to do that with this because the lime's already in there.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah,
his reaction, he goes, really?
That was a core memory for Nate.
Right, right.
That was a core memory.
You
the lime
because I do it every time anyway. Yeah. They were like, somebody, it was our guy Smitty, may he rest in peace, taught me. He said, hey, don't rind your beer. And I was like, what does that mean? He goes, you just squeeze the lime in it, you don't put the rind in there. Because it kills the foam.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I just drop it in there anyway. Now I don't have to worry about it because the lime's already in here.
Yeah. See I thought about saying? The brewing process. Yeah, and I was
oh,
like,
no.
Right,
once you've poured your beer.
You thought that Nate was explaining the brewing process.
No.
It was mansplaining.
I have no idea how to brew beer. Yeah. For the record, I would never presume to tell someone how to brew beer.
I've got a small idea how to do it. So,
okay.
So this is, we're excited about this. It's coming down the road. I wish it was here this weekend for the game, but it's not yet.
I'm going to have a case of this in my house for Taco Tuesday.
But that's in time for the Super Bowl, though.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's the plan.
So that's for all my friends who drink a case per seshi. This is your new session beer.
Yeah,
this
it's only 4.5%, so it's nice and easy. It's an all day.
Are the calories decent?
They're decent.
They're not comparable?
They're not
Wow.
You can tell we have like 10-year-old boys.
What would you say?
Yeah.
You guys, I'm simping over this beer right now. That's what I'm doing.
Oh,
that's right. That's right.
Did I use that? Correctly?
I don't think so. I don't. That feels off. That feels forced.
Yeah,
dude. No, it's really good because I think this type of beer would be good for fishing.
I think this beer goes great with baked potatoes.
Oh, really?
In the stands.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh,
this
that girl.
Lady. Yeah.
That was unreal.
Is a queen.
Yes. Yes.
She had a delicious baked potato. It warms your hands.
Yes.
And it also provides you with a snack. The Jacksonville lady thought she'd make fun of her and post her on Twitter. But then Kansas City potato lady said, I enjoyed a delicious potato and a win. How about you? And then she won.
There it is.
If someone pulls out a baked potato in the stands next to me, that's my friend.
I'm dropping down on I need to propose.
You know,
like if I was single, like that. Like
potatoes are delicious.
Yeah, I mean, that's underrated.
The
but
thing
when
I
no,
think
no,
was impressive: no toppings.
Yeah.
No sour cream, no chives, just a baked potato.
Butter.
See, I like people like I eat potatoes like sometimes like an apple. Just like
no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
A raw potato.
I love the peel.
Yeah.
No, it's a vehicle for butter.
Well,
and cheese.
What's a starch?
Like that's,
you know, that's what starches
that's
are,
all
right?
It is, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing right, but I don't know. I'll eat it like
really?
That. Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got no beef with that. That's
I
great.
I love the peels. People pay top dollar for potato skins. I just eat
the
whole
thing. I like the skin, but I'm just saying that, like, to me, I'm kind of with Nick that the potato is a vehicle for...
I just put hot sauce on it and eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Valentina?
Quick, you know, yeah, sure. See, here's the deal. Boddicker gives me this jalapeno relish that on a baked potato is like from another world. It is delicious.
Cool.
Well, so there you go. But I can't sneak that in there. But I can see. I put a potato in my pants anytime I want.
Yeah.
Just walk around. You know what I mean? That's another great thing about it.
Anytime you want, just walk around.
Hey, it travels.
Is that
well.
A baked potato in your pants, or are you just excited for this Chiefs game?
You're going out to the game on Sunday. You put a potato in your pants, and you will keep your hands warm, and you'll be able to have a snack. and avoid the high prices of concessions. You want to go stand in line for half an hour and pay $12 for a hot dog? Or do you want to put your hand in your pants and pull out a baked potato?
And you know what? When you're going through security, if they say, excuse me, sir, is that a baked potato in your pants? You just say, thank you very much.
You say, I'm just happy to be here. That's all there is to it. Well, what else you got there, Kyle?
I brought some of our new Quirk seltzers down. I don't know how to transition from this. So baked potatoes, Celsius. I think we did a little sneak peek last time I was in before the holidays of these. So these are fully released now. It's our Quirk Whip mix pack. So think of like the famous Dole Whip from Disneyland. Yeah. There's a Hawaiian Brothers here in town does a lot with the whips, and they're great. So
Orange Whip.
There you go. Well, we have four different versions. So, Nate, I know you're not a mango guy, but you seem like a strawberry.
I'm a big mango guy. He's the non-mango guy.
I know.
Over
who
there.
Likes here's, who likes strawberry banana? You're all going to get your own
loved
can.
It.
Strawberry
I loved
banana.
It.
Strawberry banana.
What else?
I like the
can
mango.
I have another
peach
one of those
apricot.
Cups?
Yes, sir.
Peach apricot.
There do you, you want the strawberry banana, Nick? I'll do the mango.
There is no mango. There is no mango. Yeah. Right. Jokes on you
here,
guys.
What are the other two?
I got pineapple orange and raspberry lime.
I mean, you can smell the strawberry right when you open this thing.
You got to go peach apricot, too.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we're going to do them all. We'll pass them around, but I just wanted to give you all a chance. So these,
see, but I love pineapple.
I got all sorts of cups. Look at that. Bine. So, yeah, these just came out, I think, last week. You'll find them all over town, 12-pack. It's a variety pack. But they're amazing, and they have a touch, just a
God,
touch
God, I wish
of
Gary
vanilla.
Dieter was here right now.
Why is that?
He was more defensive about the idea of drinking a hard seltzer last week with us than I've ever seen a grown man.
Defensive?
He swore that he's never had a hard seltzer of any kind in his life.
Well, he's missing out.
Oh, yeah. Man, don't be like that.
What do you
that?
Think he would do if he was in this room right now?
I can
now?
Tell you right now, his friends at Chicken and Pickle sell a lot of Quirk, so he just needs to check
see,
it out.
I love a pineapple whip. You yeah. know, it's a delicious, it's a low-calorie sweet treat after
well, these,
a meal.
These are low-calorie, too. These are only 90 calories
That's
each.
That's good.
There's a touch of vanilla in there. So there's no, it says, okay. when you think of a whip, it's a non-dairy dessert. There's no lactose or anything. It's just a touch of vanilla to give it that little
see,
touch.
I'm not a wine guy, but I feel like this, now this is a tasting that I can handle.
Yeah.
The delicious whips. First, I've got here the raspberry lime.
Do this because I'm a big wine guy, and sometimes people are left nostril dominant or right nostril dominant. So sniff big.
See, Nick, I do the drive by.
Sniff through the alcohol. You do a drive by.
Yeah,
like a dog.
Yeah,
like a dog. Just yeah.
But you know, I kind of like okay. the drive by.
Yeah, so
I've never done the drive by before.
These are available for this weekend's game. If you want to get crazy and have that out there at the tailgate, it's gonna
the word
be cold.
Is cray.
Get cray, cray.
Yeah, we're getting cray.
Double
cray.
Oh, cray. Okay.
Oh, I don't know which one I like better. So they don't come in variety packs.
It is a variety pack. Okay, yeah, this is only variety pack. Now, you'll see some pineapple orange on draft around the city here in the next few weeks. But if you're at one of your old local liquor stores, gosh dang, you'll see this variety pack, 12-pack. So
these are so good. I like the orange. It looks like an orange crush can, and I loved orange crush as a youth.
That was delicious.
Orange drink.
Pineapple.
We had some Tang the other day. We had Chris Cakes.
Chris Cakes always comes with Tang.
That's a factory.
Yeah.
What?
I'd never had Tang before until, well, I guess it was a week ago. That was new for me. I'm more of a Five Alive kind of guy.
Right.
Or Sunny D.
Sunny D's good,
gosh.
Yeah.
She just, that's my
Do you remember the soda pop slice?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
10% juice. That made you think it was healthy.
These that quirks? Was the health in the 90s.
Yeah.
That was where it was
10%
at.
Of this is juice.
No, speaking of juice, these have real juice in them, too.
I see Tang by the spoonful.
This pineapple apricot. Orange whip would be a solid palate cleanser in between if you've had a lot of beers at the tailgate.
Or baked potatoes.
Yeah, or a baked potato palate cleanser. I can't swallow.
Can I have another one of those cups?
Yeah, here.
This is an antioxidant intoxicant, is basically what you're saying.
Peach apricot whip.
Whip, yeah.
That pineapple whip. Orange whip is so good. It's got an essence. Whip. Like, it's got an essence, like an aftertaste, like a foamy aftertaste. It's so good. Like, the pineapple
Taste
orange whip?
One.
Yeah. Oh, my
Marco,
gosh.
You want to try any of these?
Is that the whip? Oh, trust me, I'm waiting for the commercial
listen,
break.
Hey, if you guys don't pick up a mixer of these on your way to a tailgate, you're tripping, because this would be good for the whole crew, right? Everyone take one palate cleanser, drink your other beers, drink this. This is amazing.
It's a mix-in. You mix it in with your beer purchase
as
well.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I love
it's
that
perfect.
Idea.
What else is going on at Boulevard?
You know, we're rocking and rolling. It's a new year, new innovation, new items. We got a whole bunch of cool stuff coming down the pipeline. If Jake was here, I would have told him about a fun beer coming out in April. But he's not here, so I can't.
Right.
Right? So
I'm here. Tell me.
Well, It's got the word dank in it. I'll no. say that.
Okay. What does that mean?
Yeah. What does dank mean?
Go to Missouri, kids.
Yeah. Well, there's a ton of great stuff coming down the line.
Oh,
I so many things I can't even think about. But can't even really talk about it. It's too much.
That rec deck, the Halls concept, is so cool. Aaron and I went, I think the same night you went, Nate, and the food, the whatever. We need to figure out the bar situation, though, because waiting in line, it takes forever. I'm just going to be honest with you.
The honest feedback. Hey, that was what this room's about. Yeah.
How was the music for you, Nate?
It was wonderful.
All right, good.
It was wonderful, and we played, I think that's the first time I've ever actually played stand-up shuffleboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
oh,
awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, I had a great time.
I love it.
That was cool.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on a ship without being on a ship.
Yeah, that place was great, man. We loved it.
I know, Steven. You asked me what's going on. I forgot about this thing behind me.
Oh.
So our guy. We're working, you know, we still work with Creed Humphrey. That's our guy. He's the protector of tailgates.
He's the man.
He protects Kansas City's two biggest assets. And I found this jersey, autographed Creed Humphrey jersey, so I figured I'd bring it down and let Nick hold it. Figure out what you guys want to do with it.
We have an autographed Creed Humphrey jersey. Nick Leckie's really holding cool. it right now.
An extra large size.
And what we're going to do is ask a trivia question. Is that okay if we give it away that way?
Better be a good question.
All right.
Give it away
I
now.
Think it's going to be a good question, hopefully. We have an autographed Creed Humphrey jersey. But, boy, wouldn't you love to wear that out to Arrowhead on Sunday? Don't just frame it. Wear it.
Hey,
show it off to people.
I've got a visual for Sunday.
Yeah.
Screen to the right, Creed Humphrey destroys Eli Apple, and then everybody gets on Twitter and laughs about it. That's what I'm excited to see.
Let's go. Here it is. Are we ready? Nick Leckie played at Kansas State. One time, Nick Leckie scored a touchdown. Can you, without telling us who was against, describe the play? How did you score that touchdown,
It was a sweep to the right. And I blocked, carried up to the second level, got the linebacker, and we were going to the end zone. So I always go as far as you can. And he fumbled it, and then I landed on the end zone. And, so I got the touchdown.
What was your celebration like?
I didn't actually technically end up with the ball. I think it would have been, like, overturned or something. Or what we still got, I wouldn't have got credit. But I fell on it, and it was a tussle. So, like, nope, he got it. Let's go. Move on. Let's
tussling for that touchdown.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Tussling.
Tussling with my dog Tuffy. Exactly.
You guys think about a young Nick like in there tussling for a touchdown. If you could tell me what team Nick Leckie scored his only touchdown against in college for Kansas State, you will receive the Creed Humphrey autographed jersey. Is that a good enough question?
I love it.
Okay. 913-3810-810. Tell me who Nick Leckie scored the touchdown against in college for Kansas State. Do you know the answer, Marco?
No.
Okay, we should probably tell you before you start answering questions. But we'll
They're
do
all
that.
Right.
It's all good. It's all good. And again, Kyle, tell people where they can get what you have here when our Southwest Boulevard lager with salt and limes coming out.
Yeah.
And again, tell us about all these wonderful quirk flavors we just enjoyed.
Yeah, so the Southwest Boulevard, that is next month. You'll see that February 6th, start hitting retail just in time for the Super Bowl. And the Quirk Whip Mix Pack is out there now. You can find it all over the city. And if your favorite retailer doesn't have it, as I always say, kindly ask them to bring it in. So that's what's up right now.
Fun fact, you can ask your liquor store to order whatever you want for yourself, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a good enough customer, they will anything. If you want some,
they'll take care of you.
Yeah.
What
they
if you're
want
not
your
a
money.
Good customer?
Yeah.
Then they won't take care of you.
You're a giant a-hole.
Exactly.
Yeah. What if you walk in and you're like, this music's awful?
This song, not my thing.
Not my thing. That's a no for me, dog.
Let me tell you the one beer that I didn't like.
Yeah.
We will take a break. 913-3810-810. Who did Nick Leckie score his touchdown against when he was at Kansas State? One touchdown. Who was it against? Back after this on WHP.
Yo, Jay. Wait. What?
Did we get a winner, Marco? Who won the Creed Humphrey autographed jersey?
Vern won it, and he wanted me to mention to Nick, you can thank Josh Scobie for that touchdown.
Yes, that's
and who And who was it against?
Versus USC in a Coliseum Saturday, September. Let's hear 11. September 8th, 2001. And then that Tuesday was 9/11, so they canceled games the next weekend. So for 2 weeks in a row, I was the leading rusher. It's probably the only good thing to come out of.
I also got a, let's see. Tell me this, what you say about this. Josh sent me a DM.
Oh.
Slid into my DMs a couple days ago and said, next time Nick Leckie is on your show, please tell him thanks for scrounging like an absolute freaking animal for L. Roberson's fumble in the 2003 Big 12 Championship. I randomly watched it tonight via YouTube.
Nice.
Also, the Border Patrol is the absolute blank. So.
Nice. I like that. Thank you.
You remember that?
Of course. That was fun.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. Like I said, I always, when you do your work and then you do more, try to do more for your team, try to protect extra hits from your skinny people. And he coughed up the ball, and I just was able to be there and to get it and to be like, no, that's mine. Like, I want that. It was good. And then we scored after that, a couple plays.
See, it's a good memory that some people bring up.
I like that.
You like the fact that he was just watching that on YouTube randomly the other night? And that there's Nick Leckie.
I do. I like that. It lives on forever.
It does live on forever. Do you think the Chiefs will win on Sunday?
Yeah, I do. I honestly think that I think that the snow game hurt Buffalo. You know, you think you got, you know, three down offensive linemen. You think you're going to run rickshaw, rough on them, right? You're going to beat them up. And I think snow neutralizes D linemen. So that being said, it's like, you don't care who you got in O-line. As long as you stay close to each other and protect, you know, you're going to be all right. And so I think that I think Buffalo's biggest thing is that they have like eight legit D linemen that they can rotate in and out, make these platoons. They send them in and get after pass rush. So you get that neutralized by the snow, weirdly enough, that yes, since he was favored, you know, they had the better attack for that. And just as one of those things where I think Buffalo thought they were just going to come in and do it to it and, you know, licking their chops. You know, you're down three linemen. That's huge.
I remember Tom Brady. I was watching some documentary about Belichick and Brady. They were talking about there was a snow game, and Brady said something like, oh, I love this. They're not going to be able to rush me. The linemen aren't going to be able to rush me.
100%.
And then he threw five touchdowns in the first. Something stupid.
Yeah, no, 100%.
The Tuck rule was a snow game, I remember.
The Raiders, 100% a snow game. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
ironically, he got hit on that one, but it didn't count.
Right. He was talking about, you know, defensive linemen having trouble.
Listen, anytime any snow game, it's because, like, a D lineman is not – they're not going to overpower an offensive lineman if they know that's your only move. Because you can honestly – when you're setting pass pro – there are, when you're setting on a guy, you're like, okay, I'm more lighter on my feet versus a guy who's more speed. And then that's why you see guys get bull rush, is they're prepared for like light moves, which is like spin, edge rush, all these quick stuff around your edge. And then if a guy like Chris Jones, you're going to want to anchor, right? That's why Chris Jones has such a good swim move and a good pull and rip move, is because guys are anchoring. He knows it. So he's going to use that against them to pull their leverage towards him and swim. So if you get snow, I love any snow game I played in, I'm like, this is awesome. Because all a D lineman can do is bull rush you. And then that way you prepare for that as an offensive lineman. You set for a bull rush, you're fine. As an old lineman, you're like, I'll take a bull rush all day. Like, all day. And so, yeah, it's that's why it was neutralized. So, is Cincinnati playing well? Yeah. Are they that good? Yeah. You know, we'll see. Like, I think that's a different game. Had that game been at a neutral site or even in, like, indoor stadium, to be honest. You know, so... So I think Cincinnati's feeling himself, though, and that's what you need. You need confidence come to Burrowhead, as they're saying it, which is geez, seven.
And look, and I know that you can't take away, but the Chiefs were on the way to winning that game in Cincinnati until Kelce fumbled that ball.
I think in the second quarter, if they get first and goal in the two and they don't run the ball, they could have buried the dagger right then and there. But they didn't. So same thing. You know me, I'm old lineman, you know, I'm always harping, just run the damn ball right at them.
How much should the Chiefs game plan change offensively considering Mahomes' ankle and the fact that you have Isaiah Pacheco that was very effective against Jacksonville and Jarrett McKinnon? You could use that out of the backfield. Should they run the football more?
Yeah, you really should. Like, I mean, I think it's going to be expected and they're going to do it. But then, yeah, because guess what? Then if you – Remember, like boxing, body blows, body blows, body blows.
That's right.
And then that's going to deaden that pass rush come third, fourth quarter. If you just if you can get to like 20, 25 carries and like between the running backs in this in the third quarter, or even like the little pass plays, you know, the swing plays, you know, you're going to wear this. You're going to wear the Cincy team out. You really will. And then it's going to open up everything.
So last time they played, Pacheco had 14 carries. McKinnon had 8. Sky Moore had 1. Mahomes had a couple, including a touchdown. Pacheco had a touchdown. So they had 25 carries. They had 30 carries last week. I would expect Kadarius Toney's name will be in there.
Yep.
I'm not. And again, he's a rookie. He's a young kid. Hopefully, his best years are ahead of him. I'm not interested in seeing Sky Moore get the ball anymore. That he scares me. He does not look confident and does not. I don't know.
He's like McCole Hardman in his first couple years, right? Where he was dicey with that ball,
except for the big playability.
Right, right. Well, McCole would fumble it too.
Right,
right. So
I don't know.
It makes you nervous. It does.
Sky Moore makes me nervous.
Someone's going to have to step up.
Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be keen on him. You know, if they were smart, they would key on him. They would have to because he's explosive. He's ferocious. He's tough. He wants the ball. He wants to score. He wants to run you over. I mean, to me, like I said, when they traded for him, I was like, man, old school, you know, Jabbar Gaffney type wide receiver from Florida. You know, just tough physical.
Percy Harvin.
Yeah, right? All them cats. You know, it's like wide receiver you, where just these tough panhandle guys from out of Gainesville. Which is that's the swamp, man. That's tough. That's different Florida than like your South Beach, like South Florida.
Nate Bucati.
It has been like out of all the successes that have come from this draft, the Sky Moore one is just been disappointing so far. And who knows? It's still early in his career, so maybe with an off season and all that, he develops. But I'm kind of with you. He hasn't shown any progress so far this year. I wouldn't rule out the possibility that he makes a play on Sunday because it's Andy Reid and it's the Chiefs, and guys, random guys seem to be able to step up and make plays during games.
And
but,
you never know, he might have to, you know?
Yeah, he might. I do think...
But they have enough weapons between Pacheco and McKinnon. And now, you know, they didn't have Kadarius Toney available the first time they played the Bengals. That's a huge difference. I'm not going to see it, but man, I wanted to see what this offense could be with Hardman and Antonio on the field at the same time. That would have driven defensive coordinators crazy. What, Marco?
No, you guys were talking about players that needed to be stepped up. It made me think back of the game from the regular season against Cincinnati. Leading receiver in that one was Valdez Scantling. They beat
as far as yards, 2 for 71.
Yeah, 2 for 71, but that's a player right there that can do something that not the other guys around him can do, which is get over the top, which obviously is something this season for the Chiefs that hasn't been there between Mahomes and MVS, but maybe that's something, and it's been said plenty of times during the regular season. Finally, this could be the time where we could see something like that.
MVS had 2 catches, Kelsey had 4, Juju had 3. They
spread it out.
But the Bengals defense did a nice job of minimizing the Chiefs passing attack.
Well, they've really disrupted things. I mean, I feel like my picture that I have in my head of Mahomes against the Bengals, a lot of is him kind of wandering around in the pocket, looking downfield and not seeing anybody. And they've done a good job of kind of containing him from getting to those plays where he scrambles and then makes the big play. And obviously, with his ankle on top of that, I don't expect to see him make a lot of those plays. Of course, it's Mahomes, so I'd never rule it out. But I'm hoping this time around the Chiefs are able to come up with a game plan where he can get the ball out quickly. So a dark horse guy to watch for me in the receiving game.
Please say Sky Moore.
Noah Gray.
Yeah, he could.
Noah Gray. I just feel
Why did you win him to say Sky Moore?
Right after I said I've been disappointed. I just feel like, and it might only be a couple catches or so, but I feel like you're going to see Noah Gray make a couple of big first down catches when they need it, when everybody's got their attention on Travis Kelce and somebody's got to do some work in the middle of the field because Mahomes is probably going to have to make a lot of his passes from inside the pocket this time around. I feel like we're going to see Noah Gray make a play or two in this game.
We're going to need the B side of the mixtape to come through. Mm-hmm. You're going to need him. Sky Moore. Listen,
Justin Watson, maybe.
Uh-huh. Well, gee, he needs to catch it, too. He's shaky, too. But I think Sky Moore, he was such a great route runner, and you got to get that confidence up. And for him, man, if he can get two catches, right, that's going to be a W for the Chiefs, I think. Just because everyone's going to be covered. Like, to me, if I was playing this team, I would just bracket Kelsey because Mahomes will try to force balls to Kelsey. It's like his security blanket. Like, I don't feel Mahomes is in clicking until he makes a completion to Travis. And once he does that, then everything's open. But you're right. Noah Gray could have big, big time just feeding off that wake of Kelsey where they're going to be focused on him. And they're going to be like, Noah Gray, they're going to like have someone else beat us. And they're going to be able to do that. And then Mike Dana on the other side of the ball. He's going to have to step up again. He's going to get some one-on-ones. He's going to be getting some one-on-ones. And it's like, and he'd be rushing over the right guard, left guard, man. That's a no more Kappa, right? So, or whatever his name was. So, yeah. So, is he back? I don't even know.
Hey, Marco, play that clip from Andy Reid on the Tom Brady, Jim Gray podcast, Let's Go, because.
What a terrible name.
Hey, Let's Go! Andy, suddenly. But kind of just threw a little challenge out to his offensive line here. And he was talking about Patrick Mahomes and what happened with the ankle. Listen to what Andy has to say about he's talking about, you know, having to take him out of the game even though Patrick didn't want to. But just at the end, what he says about the offensive line, I want to get your reaction.
You love the grit, but sometimes you got to try to protect the player from the player too. So these guys are wired different. Jim, I mean, that you can hear it in Tom's voice. They want to rip your heart out every possible way they can, jump on it, squeeze it, and everything else. And that's the way Patrick was at that time. But yeah. I just wanted to make sure that stomach gun wasn't broken because it was kind of an ugly, ugly look right there. But once he got it checked out, he was good to go. And he's doing well now. So he's in a good place.
And how will you protect him leading up to the game so that he's able to play? Are you going to have to keep him away from himself?
I'm going to let his offensive linemen take care of that. They need to feel that and up their game a little bit here.
He said, I'm going to let the offensive line take care of that. They need to feel that, and they need to up their game a little bit there. And it's true. So you've got, you know, if you're an offensive lineman, you're protecting the franchise. You're protecting – it's a team game, but you're protecting the team's best chance to get back to the Super Bowl. And not that they don't play hard all the time, but like what he said, they need to feel that and up their game.
I think there's an element as an offensive lineman where you have to play 80% of your effort for 100% of snaps, right? Because you don't want to be Joey Bosa where you're giving yourself 100% effort and then you're sitting out and like the fourth quarter, because you're gassed, because you know you've given your heart and soul. There's got to be some sort of pacing. So what that always speaks to, you always hear this like, you know, quarterback get hurt, like, oh, he's immobile, let's step it up. That means, you know, maybe you got to step it up to 85-90% of your effort. And then you also have a shot clock in your mind where, like, you see guys, like, it's weird, like, you'll see like O lineman stop blocking, and then like the D line gets a sack. You're like, what the hell is he doing? But you have this like clock in your head that ticks off, like, wait, where the ball should be going? And you're like. And then you get unfocused and you look up and it's like, oh, crap, he still got it. So you just have to step up like an extra 5% each play. And then you have to be active for one more second with an injured quarterback. You have to just knowing that in the back of your mind. So it's going to change your game as an offensive lineman. And that's what you're going to have to do is step it up and one more second. It's a weird concept, but like 1 second means a lot, especially, you know, Mahomes back in the pocket as he makes some magic happen to Sky Moore.
I mean, but 1 second, like you said, is everything.
It's the difference between when someone can take a Twitter screenshot of a guy's running wide open and your quarterback's getting, you know, pressured. It was like Frank Clark on one of the plays last week where he came in. It was on the pressure from Gay. So he came in from over the left tackle and he forced the left tackle to track him into the guard. And then, you know, that's when Gay was able to come through with the blitz. And then that's where he jumped. And then Frank was able to come around and put the pressure on Lawrence late. And that was like, you know, playoff Frank, he's a hustler, man. And that's what you got to do. You got to step it up.
So playoff Frank had a big game last week. He's going to be going up against a backup this week. But all eyes are on Chris Jones. And I know people are tired now of bringing up, well, he doesn't have a sack in the postseason. Because he had a good game last weekend. He had a great Super Bowl, and he didn't have a sack. And he impacted the game, batting down passes and with pressures. And so he could still have a terrific game and not get a sack. Like to see him get to Burrow, because that's been the key, right? They've knocked on the door. They've not been able to get Burrow down. And like Nate's brought up a couple of times, starting at training camp, Chris Jones brought it up on his own about how he's watched that game and he blames himself. He had his hands on Burrow a couple of times and could have made a play to change the game, and he didn't do it. So that sat with him. He's brought that up unsolicited a couple of times this year. And so clearly that's been a sore spot for him. You get all the way back, and there was no guarantee you were going to get a rematch. But here they are, after everything that's happened since last year, they're right back at Arrowhead against Cincinnati. It's going to take more than him, but it just feels like, and I think we all agree, or at least we agree, that Chris Jones has to have a great game. This is a lot that's going to be said and remembered about Chris Jones is going to go back to this game because of the things that he said and how badly they need to change what's going on in the past against the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's not getting to Joe Burrow. He's got to get there.
Agreed. And, well, here's a tough thing, too. You watch the film on Chris Jones, and he's catching a hand help. Like, if he's soloed on a guard, he's catching hand help from a tackle. You know, the center will be like, kind of, you know, emphasizing his side more. So he draws a lot of attention.
And or Frank's got to get there, or someone else got to get there because
of that. And
that's
the thing, exactly. Like, somebody else on the inside has to get through, and that's why Dana has been stepping up. And he's been really stepping up these past couple weeks, where he's getting that one-on-one help. He's like, all right, cool, I can beat this dude one-on-one.
Colin Saunders?
Colin Saunders, yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna take it to a whole another level.
Nope.
They just released the finalists for Defensive Player of the Year, and Chris Jones is one of them. He wants to be paid like one of them. If you're the best defensive player in the National Football League, there are no excuses. Yeah. In a game like this, double team or not, you got to get home a couple times. Aaron Donald beats double teams all the time and gets sacks in the biggest games. He did it in the Super Bowl. He did it in the playoffs. Am I asking a lot? Hell yeah. But we're talking about a guy who is up for Defensive Player of the Year in the entire league. To me, it's not enough to say, well, he occupied a double team and other guys got there. That's great. But a couple times in this game, he needs to blow up a play and cause problems for the Bengals. We're talking about trying to get to the Super Bowl. We're not talking about, you know, just like, hey, man, he's a good, solid player. We know Chris Jones is a good, solid player. That's not the question here. We're talking about, is he the best of the best? When Travis Kelce goes out there and plays in the playoffs, he shows up. Is he getting double teamed? Hell yeah. They're not leaving him in single coverage all game, but he still produces. And I know that I'm asking a lot. But, you know, like they say, you know, to whom much is granted, much is required. So to me, like, I'm not saying it's all on Chris Jones in this game, but this is his biggest moment. This is it. You know, and hey, the guy's already got a Super Bowl ring, so that's saying something. But I don't think I'm saying anything he disagrees with. If he were listening to this, I think he'd be like, dude, I'm putting more pressure on myself than you're putting on me right now. He hasn't gotten over that game since last year. He's made that very clear. And so, like, how many times in life when something really eats at you, like a missed opportunity or whatever, do you get the shot at it again? And 1 year later, back on the same field, he's got that shot. So what happens with it? That's how I feel about it.
Agreed. Especially after the past 2 weeks, that O-line gave up, what, like 15 sacks in two games?
Burrow's been sacked 41 times in the regular season.
Ain't no excuses. With that offensive line, the way it is right now, the Chiefs need to get to him not just once or twice.
Yeah.
The AP Defensive Player of the Year finalists, Nick Bosa from the 49ers, Micah Parsons from the Cowboys, and Chris Jones.
That's Micah, though. Micah would be tough to beat.
He's going to get it.
Because he lines up as a linebacker. He lines up in the edge and the inside. I mean, that dude is versatile for that Cowboys defense.
Take a break, Marco. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Did you know that Greenlight Dispensary was voted the number one dispensary in Missouri and the number one loyalty program in Missouri? It doesn't surprise me one bit. If you're looking for the best cannabis experience in Kansas City, go to Greenlight Dispensary and visit them online at greenlightdispensary.com.
Nick Lecky, who wins the NFC Championship game between the Niners and the Eagles?
I'm going to go with just the Eagles just because, you know, it's tough when you got a young quarterback. But their defense is so damn good, though. The Niners' defense is so good that I don't think Philly has faced anything like this all year. And, you know, you got this clean Niners' defense. Man, they could create problems, but Jalen Hurts seems focused this year, man. He does, dude. You know, they got their O-line intact. They're playing well together. You know, they're on that Kelce brother run. You know, win one for the Gipper type stuff. So, yeah. So, I like Philly.
All right. Who wins the AFC Championship game? And give us a score, please, for Marco's records.
What's the temp? What's the conditions? What's the conditions?
It's going to be cold. It's going to be football
but
weather.
Gary said
is
sunny,
it just cold? Sunny, well, sunny and cold?
Bring it.
It'll be dark by kickoff.
Bring it.
Tennessee Titans AFC Championship game.
Sing
type
it.
Weather, maybe.
Bring it. Wing it.
I like 31. to 20.
It's over.
In favor of the boys in red.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Reclaim. The Burrow will be 3-1 at Burrowhead.
Yeah.
Versus Patrick.
Yes.
And crew.
Thank you, Nick Leckie.
Thank you.
That is former K-State All-American and Super Bowl champ with the Saints, Nick Leckie. Everybody have a great day right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.